Gun violence is common in Philadelphia, but this year's bloodshed has been anything but. Shootings are up more than 50% compared to 2019. The number of homicides is the highest it's been in three decades.
There's certainly no indication that the level of shootings and violence in the city is going to abate.
Jerry Ratcliffe is a criminal justice professor at Temple University. He says many of the factors that likely contributed to the surge in violence are not going to change, at least not in the short term.
The economic challenges and the poverty they probably continue to be exacerbated. We still see challenging conditions within policing in the city. And if you've been following the recent council hearings, there doesn't seem to be much of a plan from city council of how to address the short-term needs.
At the start of the pandemic, experts like Ratcliffe thought most crime, including gun violence, might decline in the face of stay-at-home orders, as well as ongoing pleas from public health officials for people to practice physical distancing. More than 9 months later, they say the pandemic undoubtedly drove the dramatic spikes in shootings and homicides this year in Philadelphia and other big cities across the country. Anton Moore is president of Unity in the Community, an anti-violence nonprofit based in South Philly. He says things won't get better until daily life returns to normal. Until then, he says there's just not enough to deter those most at risk of picking up a gun, especially teenagers.
It's not much to do. You can't go to basketball games. You can't go to your normal outings. You can't really do much. So idle time, it leads to something negative in the world of some young people. You know what I mean?
He says more time inside means more time scrolling through social media, which means more potential for online beefs to spill into the streets and result in someone being shot or killed.
It's only so much that you could take from people than when it's going to start to have consequences and repercussions.
Public health officials say it'll likely be several months before the general public can even begin to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.